Now, you put yourself on the internet. Tell us what you did.
Well, I was down at my son's in Didcot, and I'd been out of work. It must have been about 3 or 4 months at the time. And he suggested, it's my son Ernest Jr., and he suggested putting myself on YouTube.
So what did you do?
Yeah, well, he actually just set his laptop up, put the camera on, and I sat there and spoke to the camera.
And what did you tell the camera?
I basically told him I was out here looking for a job. You know, you've got to push yourself forward, and I wasn't sitting back.
Right. So you put on your best suit and you got in front of the camera and you said, this is who I am, I'm looking for a job.
Yep.
Yeah. And then your son uploaded that to YouTube.
That's correct.
And then what?
I got a couple of replies. I got one from America, but that was a little bit of a distance to commute.
All right. That's
so unfortunately,
cycle,
I had
yeah.
to turn that down. I got another one that from a lady that lived in Banbury that was setting up a company to go and look at bijou hotels and give them their best way of profit making.
Right. So,
etc.
What sort of job was it that you were looking for, Ernest?
I was looking for management job. I've always done management job, and I was in health and hygiene for quite a few years, where I basically trained all the staff in how to do the health and hygiene.
And how did you come to be unemployed?
I was made redundant.
Okay, so you were made redundant. How long were you without a job before you decided to take this YouTube step?
It must have been a good 6 months. A good 6 months I was basically out of work.
Did you find that you... Did you change over that six-month period?
Not really, not my outlook.
Yeah.
I've never been one to sit back and hope a job comes to me. You've got to go out there, you've got to put yourself about, you've got to go for everything. You know, there's no job you can put below yourself. You've got to go for it.
So you started off looking for management jobs, because that's what you'd always done. And,
that's correct.
And then you broadened your scope, did you?
Yeah. Basically, yes, but the thing I've got to stress is that I was sending CVs out and phoning up and leaving messages and that, and it's surprising how many people don't get back in touch with you.
And so when that happens, how does that make you feel?
You feel a wee bit annoyed. I just feel it very unprofessional. That was my feeling on it. I didn't get bitter about it, but you do feel that the companies that you're applying to can't be bothered to reply back, even if it's a big no, that it's quite unprofessional.
Now, we hear a lot about prejudice towards older people who are looking for work. Did you feel any of that? Did you feel that people took you seriously?
I did feel that my age was the stumbling block. It was a stumbling block, no matter if how they phrase things. You know, nothing comes out right that say, oh, you're too old.
So they don't actually say, you're too old?
No. It's how things are phrased. You're not quite what they're looking for.
So these would be jobs that you could do, and you think that age was the only barrier?
I feel that age was a big... I wouldn't say it was the only barrier, but
yeah.
I would say it was the big barrier.
Are you working now?
I am indeed.
What are you doing now?
It's something that I've never done before. And I'm working for the Cooperative Society in Woodford Hulse.
Doing what?
Basically, customer services assistant.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about that swap from management to customer services?
To me, it's a job. And that's what I wanted. I'm not a person that could sit at home all day, etc. I had to do something. And the young lady I came here and had the interview with, She saw past the age,
yeah,
which was excellent, and the cooperative have been brilliant with me.
All right. Good to talk to you, Ernest. Thank you so much for sparing us the time. So that's Ernest Hartley, who was so desperate. 6 months out of work, put himself on the internet, put himself about everywhere, sent off his CV, and employers, if they got back to him, would say, well, not quite right. He reckons a big part of it was his age. Tonight on Panorama, the programme's going to be asking if the over 50s are in fact victims of their own inflexibility.